All right, I'm going to have to ask Debbie to come up and conduct the first election. This is going to be an election for mainly our executive board, but we do have spots that are going to be open for our general board member seats. But for the first office, it's going to be president of the affiliate of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois, and that needs to be done by Debbie.
Okay, nominations are now open for president of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois.
Madam Chair,
yes. Denise, do you accept the nomination?
I do.
All right, the name of Denise Avant has been placed in nomination. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? I think the nominations have been closed. All those in favor of Denise Avant as president, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? I believe that Denise Avant has been elected by acclamation.
Well, I'm back again. Thank you all for your vote and your support. I will do my best to serve you in this affiliate and to address your concerns. So thank you very much. We are going to go to the office for the first vice president, currently being held by Debbie Stein. The nominations are now open for the first vice president. David Meyer. Debbie Stein's name has now been placed into nomination. It has been seconded. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? We have moved the acclamation thing. It's been seconded. All those in favor that Debbie be our first vice president, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say yay. Say nay. I can't talk. Say nay. The ayes have it, and Debbie is now again the first vice president.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate your vote of confidence, and it's a pleasure to serve.
The next office that is up is for second vice president, currently being held by Leslie Hamrick. And by the way, these are two-year terms, I should say that. The nominations for this office are now open. Patty Chang. Okay, Dave Myers' name has been placed in nomination for the office of second vice president. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? No, only humans. Are there any other nominations? Hearing no further nominations, it has been moved that Dave's name be placed in nomination. All those in favor that Dave be elected to a second vice president, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. The ayes have it. Dave, you have anything you want to say?
Have a mic for you.
Oh, thank you.
Come on, Dave, you're never quiet.
Actually, this time I was going to try to be.
Oh, forget it. It's not in your character.
No, I'm aware of that. I'm told that often, actually. This has been a real honor, and I thank you all for your confidence. Something that I had never really envisioned. I've been in the Federation for a long time, probably more years than many of you have actually been here, and been really a pretty active, I guess, pretty active Federationist for about the last 10 years or so. Thank you all for your confidence again, and I will try my best to uphold the office.
Thank you, Dave. The office of Secretary, currently being held by Glenn Moore, is also up. This is a 2-year position. The nominations for this office are now open.
Falconer.
Adrian Falconer.
I nominate Glenn Moore.
Glenn Moore's name has been placed in nomination for the office of Secretary. Are there any other nominations?
And I do accept.
Oh, I guess I should have asked that. I guess, we're forgetting, we don't have anybody jumping up and down. So if you're not waving your hands and screaming, I'm assuming that you do accept. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? We move by acclamation that Glenn be elected as our secretary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Glenn?
Well, thank you all again. Like I said this morning, your approval and confidence really does mean a lot to me, and I'm happy to work for the Federation, and those minutes are coming.
Okay. For the Office of Treasurer, this is a 2-year position currently being held by someone named Patty Chang. I'm hearing, since nominations are now open, Steve. All right. Patty, do you accept?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? It has moved and been seconded that we elect by acclamation Patty Chang. All those to the Office of Treasury, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. The ayes have it. Patty, do you have words of wisdom for us?
Well, I don't know if they're words of wisdom, but all kidding aside, I do appreciate the fact that you're trusting me with our money. So thank you, and it is a privilege to serve.
Now, we have general board seats, so we have 2 2-year board seats plus the 1 1-year seat that has been vacated now by David Meyer. So what I'm going to do is just go to the 2-year first, and we'll do that. So board seat number 1, this is currently being held by Debbie Pittman, and it's 2 years. The nomination for this seat is now open. Kathy Randall's name has now been placed in nomination. Kathy, do you accept? Okay. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Okay. Leslie, your name has been placed in nomination. Do you accept? Okay. Are there any other nominations? Okay. All those in favor of Kathy being elected to this first board position, 2-year term, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. The ayes have it. Kathy, you can give us a few words.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody, very, very much. I think I first joined the board in 1986. Oh, thank God for Steve. Steve and I went to the apologetic seminar. You're sorry to contradict me, but you'll do it. Thank you, Steve. Okay, 84. He knows, he remembers better than I. And I served on the board, on the state board until 2006. So I've been off a while, but I still have been faithful, I hope, in calling in to most meetings, coming to as many things as I can, since I'm sort of a part-time Illinois resident, but you got me on the phone and everywhere else. So I appreciate the confidence that you all are showing in me again, and I'll do all I can to live up to the very wonderful responsibility of working on our board. And thank you again for the award last night. I don't know if I even made sense, but I was so thrilled, and it was fabulous. Thanks, everybody. We love you all very much.
Yeah, we love you too, Kathy.
Thank you.
The next board seat is board seat number 2. This is a 2-year term currently being held by Brian Sumner. The nominations for this board seat is now open. Yes, Dave. And historian. All right, the name of Steve Hostalis has been placed in nomination for this board seat. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? It has been moved that Steve be elected by acclamation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Steve, the ayes have it. You are now on the NFBI board.
Thank you for your vote of confidence. I last went off the state board in 1992. We've done a lot of things since then, and we have a lot of work to do. Paraphrasing Robert Frost's poem, we have promises to keep and miles to go before we sleep. And I have Chicago chapter cane tips. And on Saturday, December 10, please join us for our business meeting at Exchequer Pub, 226 South Wabash, at 12 noon, and our annual Christmas auction, annual since 1975, follows. 74? Okay. Anyway, All right. Anyway, thank you very much.
Bob apologizes, but he must.
All right. Last board seat is a 1-year term. It was the seat that was currently held by Dave Meyer, and it's now being vacated since he is now the second vice president. So nominations are not open for that seat. Patty? The name of Pat Olson has now been placed in nomination for this seat. Are there any other nominations? Pat, she's not, I told you, if she's not jumping up and down and saying she's not doing it, I know, yeah, Pat, I know Pat, she would say, are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Okay, it has been... It has been moved that we accept Pat Olson's nomination by acclamation and that she be elected. All those in favor of electing Pat Olson to this seat, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. The ayes have it. Pat, tell us.
Thank you very much. I'm hoping to serve the board. I'm happy to be working with you, and I'm hoping to help support the parents, etc., outstate Chicago. Bye.
All right, Pat, thank you so much, and Patty is exactly right. You have been with us for so long and been working behind the scenes. We really do appreciate you, and welcome to our board. One thing I do want to say, if at all possible, when we're done, I know we have to help Byron break down things, but we should also try to get a picture of our board for our website. Margo, do you have any more door prizes?
We do. We have 3 more.
Okay. So why don't you draw one of those?
All right. So let's do a box of candy, assorted chocolates, and a gift card for Darden Restaurants for $15.
Debbie, I'm going to need you to come back up, I think, if you're...
Bob Woodman?
Bob Whitman?
Bob Woodman.
This next election is for the delegate to our national convention. It's currently being held by me, so I think Debbie has to be the one to conduct this, and then we will have a alternate and then a first alternate. Well, Debbie, you're going to have to come up here. Somebody's made a nomination.
Nominations are now open for the first delegate to the National Convention of the National Federation of the Blind. I hear the name of Denise Avant placed in nomination. Do you accept?
Yes.
Oh, are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations?
Acclamation.
Move the acclamation thing. All those in favor of Denise Avant? All opposed? Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you. I'll just say thank you very much. All right, now we have the alternate delegate. This is the person that for any reason I can't be in the convention hall or can't get to convention that will act as our delegate. So the nomination for that is now open. Let's see. I think I heard Patty nominate Debbie Stein. Is that correct? Okay. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? It's been moved by acclamation that Debbie Stein be elected as our alternate delegate. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. The ayes have it. Debbie, you, she says thank you. Now, we always generally have I guess you could call it like a second alternate that's currently being held by Patty. And that's just in case if Debbie or I are tied up. So that office, the nomination for that office is now open. Jamal puts in nomination the name of Patty Chang. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? We move by acclamation that Patty be elected to that office. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. The ayes have it. All right, Marco, can I? Yes, can I get one more door?
One, okay, so we got two more.
Oh, two more left?
Yeah.
Or one more after this. Okay.
So we'll do this a leather briefcase or computers or whatever you wish, whatever you happen to carry around with you. Jeff Speck? Not here. I drew my own name. I'm going to put that back.
Ah, there you go. Yeah. A reward for your hard work. I want to, our national representative for this weekend has been Joe Ruffalo Jr. It has been so much fun having Joe here. I've learned a lot from Joe in this weekend. I am going to ask Joe to come back to the microphone and give us any closing remarks that he wishes to make.
What a great convention. Thank you. Thank you for teaching me. As you know, the NFB does not discriminate. We heard it today. The eyes have it. That's pretty good. Anyway, bad joke. I never said my jokes were good, but anyway. Let me be serious for a moment. Great, great convention. I've been to 35 of these conventions, and probably 30 of our state, so 55 conventions. I'm going to rank this as number two. I have to rank number, Jersey has to be number one. No, no. Great convention, very organized. The convention agenda was powerful, meaningful. Students were phenomenal. Now, I won $50 today. I have it in my hand. I'm going to give it to the students. Student division.
All right.
So now I took the $50. I have a $50 counterfeit bill I can't get rid of. No. No, again, thank you for your time and your effort. You know, as I said before, I cannot tell you how much time you should put into this organization, how much effort you should put into it, and how much resources you should give. But from your heart to the organization, think of what this organization has done for others before you, what it's doing now, and what it needs to do in the future. So when you leave today, pick up your papers, information. And, you know, PAC is not just for you. It's for grandma and grandpa. It's for your next door neighbor. It's for your uncle. It's for whoever. Let them know what this organization means to you, and they are welcome to join PAC also. So with those final words, Denise, thank you. And to the affiliate members, I appreciate your warmth and your kindness. Not so warm in this room, but I appreciate your warmth. I'll be around for a little bit, maybe have some lunch. I'm leaving at about 1:30, and I'll go back home, and my wife will be finishing her weekend without me. So she enjoys when I travel. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Joe.
You happen to have the
Marco?
Right here.
Yes. Final door prize.
Okay. So.
Yes, Patty.
Who's done a bang up job with this convention and as president?
You guys are fabulous.
And I do want the name tags. There's a box out on the registration table. You can put them in there. If you have any tickets left, please put those in as well so we can reuse, because we don't want to spend money we don't have to spend. And Joe, we're going to give you a final hand. Really nice speech last night. Very, very well done.
All right, Marco.
All right. So for those of you that hung out today, we have a last door prize. It's $100.
Woo!
And Eileen Trushke.
Eileen! Wow. She's not here?
Oh.
Oh, wow. That's okay. Oh. Draw again.
All right. We have no, hold on. Sorry, folks. Grab from the wall. Okay. We have, Jillian Anderson?
All right.
Julia Anderson.
Well,
sorry.
She's happy. All right. Yes, Kathy. Oh.
That she's done this time and has done for so many years. And thanks so much to everybody who's worked on the convention, Denise. Thank you so much.
Yes, I do want to give a final thank you to anyone and everyone who's had any connection to this convention and who has worked to make it a success. The Kid Camp, let's remember Francisco Chang. You know Francisco, we hardly ever get a chance to thank him for everything that he does, because he's so quiet, but he just does what we need him to do. And ladies and gentlemen, with that, the 2016 National Federation of the Blind of Illinois Convention is now adjourned.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
That's right, folks. Hit the road. Pack. Don't forget pack before you leave.